Hello and welcome again to Engineered Systems Magazine's podcast series. I'm Howard McHugh. I'm Director of Building Solutions at RDK Engineers in Andover, Massachusetts. Today I'm going to talk about checklists. Since the mid-1960s when I got into the building industry, I've been using checklists and have continued to use them and expand my library of checklists over the years. My first checklist was a drawing checklist because I was a draftsperson and I tried to list everything I needed to do on a drawing. It was very repetitive, like verify that you have the fire dampers, did you complete the title block, are the room names on the drawing, etc. When you think about it, why keep all that in your head? Checklists are a very valuable tool and they're also a quality control tool. Using checklists as a quality control, you build these checklists and then continually improve upon them as you use them. Others in my group use them all the time because it's part of how we do our business. And it adds a consistency. No matter who's going out to survey a building, they're all thinking the same way because they're all using the same checklist. It makes a better project and it produces a better document. Today I expect people to use them because they're also in electronic form, and in this 21st century of computers, our checklists are electronic in Excel format with touchscreen tablet capabilities. So as you walk around the job site and you observe what you observe, you can hit the boxes as pass, fail, yes, no, etc. From a marketing point of view, these checklists are very valuable because they look very professional. Visually, they give you impression that the person who filled it out did a thorough job. And on our checklist, we import a photograph of the piece of equipment. Because quite often, someone who's a client of ours may not be as technical. So when they're reviewing the checklist and you're talking about an inspection of an air handling unit, so the air handling unit photograph is very helpful. As I said, over the years, I've built up a library of these checklists and I use them on a regular basis and I expect the people who work with me to use these. Engineered Systems also has their checklists through Amanda McHugh's HVAC refrigeration tips column. And if you want to know more about checklists, email me at hmckew@rdkengineers.com or contact the magazine. Thank you again for listening and we'll talk to you again.